Well, well, well. Is it the Bumper Podcast? And am I feeling a little bit better? Yes and yes. Double yes, yes, yes. Hooray, hooray. Yippee skippy. I gotta tell you guys, modern medicine, kind of amazing. I'm still sick. My throat still hurts. I'm still tired. I'm still stuffy. But I still have goop coming out of my eyes. But with all that, I no longer feel, like there's an elephant sitting on my chest, which is great because you don't realize how much you love to breathe until, there's an elephant sitting on your chest and you can't do it anymore. At that point, you're like, you know what I miss? That breathing. That breathing was great. I hope I get to breathe again because everybody else in the world seems to be enjoying breathing and I'm looking at them over there and over there doing all their breathing, rubbing it in my face a little bit that they're just like, look at me take a breath. Last night, I've got bronchitis. That's what I have. But last night I got to go to the x-ray place, the x-ray store where you go and get your x-rays. And the first thing that happened that was kind of funny to me was I walked in and I had a four-year-old baby bumper car with me. He was toting the iPad and eating goldfish and drinking a juice box because that's how we roll. But so I get to the front desk and the lady, I sign in and everything, and she looks at me and looks down at him and says, did you bring somebody to watch him? And I was like, I didn't bring anybody to watch him because the wife was at home with the baby who has all sorts of ear infections happening. This is too much. So then I was like, oh yeah, I'm getting an x-ray, so he probably can't hang out in the room with me and get exposed to, you know, doses of x-ray radiation or whatever it is that they use to take the pictures. I'm assuming it's it, right? Is it radiation? Yes. Oh, so luckily, it worked out because there was a changing room. He sat in there. He didn't move more than a half an inch, and the lady from the front desk just kind of watched him, and she was very nice, and, you know, it was fine. It was good. But then I go in, and the girl says, so I had to take two different pictures, and she said, all right, you got to put your chest against this thing, and she's like pushing, contorting my shoulders and neck and chin and moving hands and arms and moving me all around. And then, all right, take a deep breath. Hold it. And I did that. And then as soon as it was time to let the breath out, because, again, I'm still getting used to this whole how people breathe thing. Oh, it hurt so bad. I was coughing everywhere. And I tried to get away from her, but she had to come over and reconfigure me for a different picture. And she said, look that way. And I said, through the wheezing and gasping and coughing, I was like, I get it. You don't want me to breathe on you. And she just chuckled. Like, ah, oh, that's right, sicky. I don't want you to breathe on me. Perfect. So then she took the other picture, breathe in, hold it. And that time, a little bit better. I'm telling you, I'm really figuring this whole breathing thing out. Pretty soon, I might be able to breathe through my nose, which is going to be crazy. I'm evolving, is what I'm telling you. I devolved into a single cell organism, and now I'm evolving again. I'm re-evolving into whatever I was before. Awesome? Yeah, of course. So then I finish the thing, go out. He's still sitting there. Grab him. We go get some dinner, me and a kid. It was a great night all the way around. So, thanks for sticking in with me. I'm glad that you're glad that I'm so much better. How are you feeling? I realize I spent this whole time talking about me. That's not acceptable.